again.
This is Carol Flagg reporting live from HIMSS 13 in New Orleans. With me right now is Steve Fanning, the VP of Healthcare Industry Strategy for Infor. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great, Carol. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Steve, I'm sure our readers and listeners want to know why I'm talking with you, and I have a very good reason, don't I?
Absolutely.
So I sat in this morning with the HIMSS, which, if you'll know, their tagline, of course, is Health IT, Right Place, Right Time this year, and sat in this morning as they discussed the release of their Health IT Leadership Survey, and you were involved in that, were you not?
Yeah, Infor was actually the sponsor of it, as well as we encourage many of our customers to participate. It's great information to understand the trends across the entire industry.
And so, Infor, what does your company do, and how can it help providers?
So today we serve over 3,000 healthcare providers in over 30 countries. 72% of the healthcare providers in the United States use our solutions either in human capital management, integration, finance, or supply chain.
And if, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Black Book just listed your company in its 2012 Health Information Exchange Industry Report. You were one of the top vendors listed, were you not?
We were very proud of that. Integration has been core to our strategy in healthcare, and it was a great affirmation to see that report.
So back to HIMSS Health IT Leadership Survey. So what were some of the takeaways from that survey? Obviously, talked a lot about health IT and the challenges and what providers out there are facing in, again, the year of health IT, right time, right place. Specific to health information exchange, though, what did the survey uncover?
So it's found that specifically in health information exchange, just slightly over half of the organizations that were surveyed participate in at least one health information exchange. So I think in the spirit of the right technology at the right time, we're really still seeing an adoption of HIE as we go forward, whereas many organizations have really, two-thirds of the respondents for the survey have already met stage one meaningful use, and three-quarters are expecting to meet stage two meaningful use. The interoperability of health information exchange really becomes that next wave of investment for people to be able to not just have data flow inside of the health system, but between the different health systems.
So you said one of my favorite words, interoperability. It's a word that I think confuses, I suppose, as does health information exchange, what that means to providers. I think that there's concern out there that we hear anyway about how that's going to be met in stage two going into 2014. What are some of your points, tips, advice that you give to providers out there?
So anywhere you can standardize, that becomes the platform for improving interoperability. So driving out variance from your interfaces leads to driving out variance in the clinical activity, and it really does help with the attestation of meaningful use of the stage two. So anywhere where you can adopt the industry standards or best practices as opposed to coming up with your own approach to that interoperability, that's what drives to the standard. That's part of what drives to community, and then allows these solutions to work more seamlessly with one another.
It's a big challenge.
Absolutely, and it's been underway for over half a decade, and I would expect that it'll be another half decade, but we've already seen a very significant adoption where of this same survey, 83% of the healthcare organizations have successfully implemented and their physicians have successfully adopted this technology. So it is the groundwork that's needed in order for this wider interoperability to have effect.
There's a lot of buzz out there right now that this is the year that vendors will be switching their EHRs. They may have attested in stage one with one certified system, they're moving into another.
Sure.
Some of that might be workflow driven, but some of that might be interoperability, am I not right?
Yep, I think of the same survey, we found that 17% of the organizations that have met meaningful use stage one are actually looking to replace their EHR as they move into meaningful use stage two. Some of those are modular EHRs, so they've chosen to take a different direction. But obviously, the interoperability is absolutely critical, because if you can't work beyond your own health system, then accountable care and PPAC and the wider umbrella of healthcare reform, you'll never be able to participate in a sustainable way.
The linchpin of health IT adoption.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's always a dollars and cents that goes with the patient care that needs to be kept in balance.
And Steve, for our readers and listeners who are actually here at HIMSS, where can they find your company?
You can find us at booth 2525, and we're also participating in the interoperability showcase, as well as you'll see information throughout the conference, both coming and going, as well as information that's available here in the booth.
Steve, thank you so much. This is Carol Flagg reporting live from HIMSS for another HIMSS Highlight.